हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजडं विमलं सदा आनंदतीर्थमतुलं भजेतापत्रयापहं मिथ्यासिद्धान्तदुध्वान्त विध्वंसन विचक्षणः चैतीत्याकतनिर्भासतां नो हृदम्बरे अर्तिकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यर्ति गजकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुर्भूयात् अस्मदिष्टातसिद्धये तपोविद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणौघाकरानां वाजिराजगुरून् वन्दे हेक्रीपदाश्रयान् पूज्य राघवेन्द्राय सच्चिधर्मलताय च भजताङ्कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिध्वान्तरवये वैष्णवेन्दीवरेन्दवे श्रीराघवेन्दुगुरवे नमो चिन्तयाळवे आपादमौलिपर्यन्तं गुरूणामाक्तिं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नाः प्रणश्यन्ति सिद्ध्यन्ति मनोरथाः। हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् दि इङ्ग्लिश् सेशन् आफ़् विष्णु सहस्रनाम टुडे। विल् डू द ऋषि देवताछन्दस् अण्ड् स्टार्ट्। अस्य श्रीविष्णो दिव्यसहस्रनामस्तोत्रमहामन्त्रस्य श्रीवेदव्यासो भगवान् ऋषिः अनुष्टुप्छन्दः श्रीमहाविष्णुः परमात्मा श्रीमन्नारायणो देवता श्रीलक्ष्मीनारायणप्रसाद सिद्धितेजपे विनियोगः। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओं विश्वस्मै नमः। ओं विश्वं विष्णुर्वषट्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतकृद्भूतभृद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागतिः अव्ययपुरुषस्साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोऽक्षर एव च योगो योगविदाम्नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहोपुश्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः सर्वशर्वशिवस्थानुर्भूतादिर्निधिरव्ययः सम्भवो भावनोभर्ता प्रभवप्रभुरीश्वरः। सो हियर् इन् द थर्ड् वर्स् वी हेव् डन् योगो योगविदाम्नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहोपुश्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः। श्रीमान् that meaning, some meanings we have seen. The word Shriman comes multiple times there. So in the beginning it comes once. Again, Anirdeshya Vapu Shriman Ameyatma Mahadidu. There it comes again. Agrane Gramane Shriman Nyayo Neta Samiranaha. There it comes again. Again in the middle, Shridha Srisha Srinivasa Srinidhi Sri Vuhavana Shridhara Srikara Shreya श्रीमान् लोकत्रयाश्रयः। देर् अगेन् श्रीमान् कम्स्। सेम् वे द फोर् टैम्स् देर् ओन्लि टु शब्दास् विच् कम् फोर् टैम्स्। वन् इस् श्रीमान्, अनदर् वन् इस् प्राणदः। दीस् टु शब्दास् कम् फोर् टैम्स् इन् विष्णुस् नाम। एण्ड् देन् लाड् आफ़् वर्ड्स् कम्स् टु टैम्स् एण्ड् सम् कम् त्री टैम्स् आल्सो। एण्ड् केशव दिट् कम्स् ट्वैस् इन् विष्णुस् नाम। हियर् इट् कम्स् हियर् श्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः नासिंहपुश्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः। देर् इट् कम्स् अगेन्। केशवः कम्स् अगेन् त्रिलोकात्म त्रिलोकेश केशवः केशः हरिः। देर् सो त्रिलोकात्म त्रिलोकेश केशवकेशिः हरिः। देर् केशवः केशिः हरिः। देर् अगेन् इट् कम्स् केशवशब्द। सो वी विल् सी जस्ट् एस् वी हेव् सीन् सम् मीनिङ्ग्स् आफ़् श्रीमान् बट् वी आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु सी द रेस्ट्। सेम् वे फार् केशवशब्द we are going to see some meanings here, and when it comes again we will see some other meanings for keshava shabda. Keshava shabda, multiple ways it can be split. One is kesha and va, another one is ka plus isha plus va. So here kesha is like, you know, one of the popular meanings for kesha, keshaha, kesha samskara. Kesha means the hair. In Sanskrita, Kesha Shabda is used. So Paramatma, he has Sundara Kesha, beautiful hair. Not only beautiful hair, he has Utkrushta, that means an exceptional type of hair. What is exceptional? Like, you know, what does it mean by exceptional or extraordinary or very exquisite type of hair he has on his, like, you know, on his head, on his body. He has very unique type of hair. So what is so uniqueness about it means the hair that we are aware of in the world, it is what we call prakruta. So why the kesha? Why is it used here? Means we have only the concept of prakruta because we live in the nature. For us, the aprakruta or non-matter is very difficult to comprehend or conceive. But we can guess that yes, because so many things that we see around us are made by the nature, built from the nature. So they are nature built. You know, Paramatma has built from the nature. And even when a person change, like a pot maker makes a pot out of the mud, the mud is nature built, and the part maker, the part comes out, is from the mud it is built. It's also prakrita. So everything that we see in this world is matter. Even the things that we don't see, like a thought, a guna, a quality, these are also like, you know, a lot of things are like matters, matter related. But for every matter, there is also a corresponding non-matter. Even for color, for example, color is something that we can see, but there are certain things we can't even see. But even those things that we cannot see, they can be prakruta. For example, the air, we don't see the air, but it's prakruta, it is matter. So even if we don't see, it can be matter. And for a lot of these gunas that we see, the qualities that we see, like even colors, or jnana, ananda, what all these gunas that we see are sattva, rajas, tamo gunas. These gunas can be have prakruta or aprakruta. Even for every corresponding prakruta guna, there can be an aprakruta guna. How can we say that, and how do we comprehend that? Two questions. So how do we know that aprakruta exists for every prakruta guna, and how can we say how it is like? For example, if we take a color blue, the color blue or green or yellow that we see in the world, it has a transformation. It comes like if you take a banana, a green banana, it changes over to yellow banana, and then it slowly becomes black and withers away and gets destroyed. So the colors are changing. So there is a change or transformation for anything that's made from the nature. So something that does not change, you know, over time, is not made of nature, then it won't change. So anything that is permanent, eternal, has to be non-prakruta, a non-prakruta entity. And a prakruta entity can be eternal also. But if it is non, see, it's like necessary and sufficient condition. Anything that is non-matter is permanent, because a matter, the prakritika effect is not there on that. But anything that's permanent need not be non-matter. For example, the space is like one kind of a matter, but it is eternal also. So same way, there are a lot of eternal entities, like, you know, which can be matter and it can be eternal. But if you take the jiva, it is non-matter and it is eternal. That's why anything that's non-matter, because since the, how do we even imagine that jiva is eternal? Like, you know, we always heard in the shastra, why says jiva is eternal? Somebody asks a question, hey, you are saying the jiva or the living being, the life matter, it is eternal. How do you know it is eternal? What, like, you know, okay, shastra tells me, do you blindly believe this because shastra says jiva is eternal? Do you believe that jiva is eternal? So the answer that we can give for that is, if something is non-eternal or something destructive, something that can deteriorate, what can cause it deterioration? Over a period of time, the matter gets deteriorated. The kala and the prakriti have effect on that, so it gets destroyed. Eternality is determined by kala. So how long it stays, and that duration is determined like a prakriti. If suppose like a part, it can stay for 2 days, 3 days, 10 days, or maybe 100 years, but still it gets destroyed at some point of time. It won't be eternal. So anything that's made of matter gets destroyed. If it's not a matter, then because it is non-matter, there's nothing that can destroy it, because if it's not matter. So even in case of a matter, matter and energy, a combination of it is, we say, cannot be destroyed, cannot be created. The matter and the energy composite is eternal, that we say, even in case of matter. If that is the case, a non-matter definitely not only is eternal, but it is avikarya or immutable. It is eternal and immutable. That's why the jiva, the moment we accept it as a non-matter, it has to be eternal and immutable, avikarya and also eternal. That is nitya. Nitya and avikarya, eternal and immutable. So this quality automatically comes once it is a non-matter. So if we accept jiva, if we say jiva is matter, then the matter jiva is present inside the matter body. We don't even need, like, you know, why do we need a matter body to do the sadhana? If jiva itself is matter, it can also do something. So, but the jiva is not able to function by itself. It needs ஆந்த ஜீவ லிங்க தேக ஆந்தட் அன் அனிருத்த தேக ஆந்தட் ஸ்தூல தேக அண்ட் வி கேன் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஒன்லி த்ரூ த ஸ்தூல தேக ஓகே எனிவே தட்ஸ் ஆல் பட் ஸ்டில் த ஆன்சர் தட் வி கேன் கிவ் இஸ் சின்ஸ் இஸ் அ நான் மேட்டர் த எஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மேட்டர் டிஸ்ட்ரக்டிபிலிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர் தட்ஸ் வை இட் இஸ் காம்ப்ரஹென்சிபிள் தட் ஜீவா கேன் பி எட்டர்னல் ஸோ வித் தட் கான்செப்ட் த வர்ணாஸ் அக்ஷராஸ் யூனோ லைக் யூனோ விச் ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி எட்டர்னல் they are you know again like you know you conceive them as eternal because the prakriti has no effect on that so same way if you take the kesha the hair that is prakritika hair that we are all aware of every hair that we see in this world is prakritika hair only matter hair only and only paramatma and of course lakshmi only those two even when they take the avatara they have a non matter existence but still they function in such a way in this world that paramatma creates a delusion for asura mohana and at the same time pramoda ananda for devatas devatas they know that paramatma is non matter but when paramatma like you know krishna avatara he took he goes to Madura and there like you know to Kamsa he goes to a barber shop and he has a kesha khandana so he has non matter hair so how can he have a, you know growing hair that is vikara and khandana is cutting the hair how does it happen so that's where the lord what he does is when that is happening his aprakruta hair is not what he is cutting he creates in the same place a prakruta matter here but the question comes why should he have to do he can just behave as if okay the hair doesn't grow no vikara nothing he can do that the reason he does that is to give asura mohana because asuras then they think oh he is krishna is just like us he is made of so that's why in bhagavad gita krishna avajananti mamudaha prakrutim tanmashya so he says people they think only fools think that I am also made of matter body but I am not so krishna clarifies there so that means that kesha that he has got is of an exquisite extraordinary aprakruta kesha so he is, has that kesha ati utkrushta kesha is there so that's why he is called kesha va va is actually you know va multiple the va means jnana vam jnanam vam balam so there are multiple meanings for va so here kesho dvonya tarasyam iti sutra anusarena prashamsayam keshat vapratyaye sati keshavaha iti siddhyati so kesha shabda that one is utkrushta so along with the utkrushta anyatarasyam so it is not like any other type of hair it is something that is quite different from everything else so from that sutta I says he has got aprakruta utkrushta kesha he has so from that's why he is called kesha and then va va keshascha vascha va means va pratyaya is keshad so prashamsayam keshad va pratyaye sati keshavah so he has ananda swarupa so he has one is aprakruta keshava that means his kesha is non different from him which is non different from his jnana which is non different from his ananda so he is ananda swarup so he is anandatmaka kesha swarupa or jnanaatmaka kesha swarupa aprakruta kesha means that hair of the lord itself is his swarupa his own form and it is non different from him and it has the same capacity as any other organ that we can think of that means in other words paramatma with his kesha or with his hair he can see he can hear he can walk he can do everything so all the capabilities that we can think of everything can be done by the hair of paramatma so that's why when we say like you know the sita kesha avesha krishna I'm going to talk about that later but that indicates that he has every kind of capability embedded in that kesha so that's why he is that kesha keshava so utkrushta or exquisite special unique hair is there he has that and also he has va bala va jnana va ananda. So all that swarupa he has in that. So that's why it's called Keshava. And then we also talk about the Krishna Balarama, Balarama Krishna avataras. There it is mentioned Balarama is Sita Kesha Avesha, Krishna is Krishna Kesha Avesha. Sita means white, Kesha means hair, Avesha means the special ability that is given by Paramatma to conduct some special activities. In case of Krishna, is Krishna Kesha Avesha. But Krishna is directly avatar also, why Avesha? So the Avesha, Sita Kesha and Krishna Kesha Avesha has two different purposes. One is in case of Balarama, the Sita Kesha Avesha. There's white hair means, you know, like, you know, in Sanskrita, the white hair, two different words are there. One is Sita, another one is Palita. Palita is aged whiteness. So in case of other languages, white is white. White hair means when somebody gets aged, he gets a white hair. So there's only one kind of word is there for white color. White means white, that's all. Whereas in Sanskrita, there are two different words, Sita and Palita. Palita is that like gray, no, like age-related white. The age-related white is Palita. That means one who has become old, he has got Palita Kesha. But Sita Kesha, that's why in case of Paramatma, there's no aging for him. He's always youthful. He's always never, Paramatma does not have any aging because he's beyond Kala. Kala Atita, Kalatmaka, Kala Swarupa. So he gives existence to Kala itself. So Kala having effect on him, Kala making him old, does not happen. It is impossible. That's why he is Sita Kesha means, white hair means, it is one kind of a quality. Like, you know, that means a manifestation of certain special qualities are done by having Sita Kesha Avesha for Balarama. That means Avesha is Kesha, Avesha in Balarama means, Balarama is not Paramatma's avatara. Balarama is Sesha avatara. He is Sesha avatara, not Paramatma avatara. And Sesha avatara Balarama for doing some special things like Pralambasura vadha, in those special circumstances and also in some other circumstances also. He gets occasionally, Avesha is like a temporary thing. So he gets occasionally Avesha of Paramatma depending upon the situations. Now, whenever Paramatma thinks, okay, this is when he needs, he makes that, he triggers that special thing that is inside Balaram. That means he kind of send, like he's sending an energy spark, something like that. So he is sending an energy spark inside Balarama. So that case, Avesha is like, you know, is actually Paramatma is there without any Deha Abhimana. That means Paramatma, Sita Kesha Avesha is in Balarama means he, Paramatma does not have any Abhimana for Balarama's Deha. And Balarama's Deha, Sesha is there, Amsha. That means Sesha has Abhimana for the Deha. In case of Krishna Avatara, Krishna Kesha Avesha means he is Sakshat Paramatma. Why does he need Avesha? Means he wanted to manifest certain things, qualities in his Krishna avatara. Here Krishna is Sakshat Paramatma's avatara. In case of Paramatma avatara, there is no question of anybody else's Avesha. And Paramatma himself gives an Avesha to himself means he decided to manifest certain qualities in Krishna avatara that he determined by his Krishna Kesha Avesha. That means black color. Krishna is black. He is not red or green or yellow or some other color. So that blackness of Krishna is manifested. He made it manifest because of the Krishna Kesha Avesha. So here the Avesha is not to give any special strength to Paramatma because he himself is Purna Avatara. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachite Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishite. So like that is Purna Avatara. He has infinite strength anyway. He does not need the Avesha for the sake of the strength. Here Krishna Kesha Avesha is not to give additional strength to Krishna Avatara, but it is only the decision of Paramatma to manifest certain characteristics only, not certain characters. That means because Paramatma is all the colors he has. He has green, yellow, blue, white, you know, that's why in different forms we think of different colors for Paramatma. He can take any color and every single color that he takes is a corresponding aprakruta color. There's a Prakruta color, Prakruta, red, green, blue, yellow, white, all those Prakruta colors corresponding to each color, there is an aprakruta color. So Paramatma, he is present in every single color, and he is aprakruta in every single color. None of the forms has prakrutatva. So that's why Krishna Kesha Avesha is only Paramatma's decision to manifest certain qualities that he thinks that he need to. So it is not by anybody else's control. It is Swatantra Paramatma's own control, own desire, own will he decides. That's why this Sita Kesha Avesha, Krishna Kesha Avesha, that is the purpose of that. And then Paramatma, what he did was, so Keshava, so he says, Keshena Krishna Rupisan Jagati Vartate Iti Keshavaha. So Keshava, two ways, like, you know, one is, as we saw, Sweta Krishna Keshav Bhumav Rama Krishna Rupataya Vartayati Iti Keshavaha. Two ways, one is both Sita Kesha Avesha, Krishna Kesha Avesha, in these two forms, he made Balarama Krishna Rupas function on earth, that's why it's Keshava, that means taking both of them. Or in Krishna Kesha Avesha, he is making his own form, Krishna form, to appear in the black color, with the black hair, everything black. So that way on the Bhumi, he made the avatara, so that's why he's Keshava. So then another way that we talk about is, we say Keshivadhat Keshavaha. Keshivadhat Keshavaha. What is Keshi? Keshi is one kind of a Rakshasa who is in the form of a horse. He comes and he gives a lot of trouble to these Gopas, you know, like they move from one area to another Vrajabhumi, they go. That nearby to that, this Keshi Namaka Daitya, he resides in the form of a horse and he has special boons. And even Indra could not do anything to him. So he was become so arrogant and he was thinking, okay, if Indra himself cannot touch him, no God can touch him. That's what he was thinking. So, and he gave a lot of problems to the cowherd boys and cows and everything. So Paramatma, he decides to kill him and he trespasses into his area. And then that Keshanamaka Daitya in the form of a horse comes and attacks Krishna and Balarama. Then Krishna holds his legs and just, you know, rings and, you know, twists and throws him, circles him and throw him and bang him to a hill and kills him. So that's how the Keshi gets killed. And because Paramatma, he kills Keshi Namaka Daitya, Keshi Vadhat Kesha Va, Keshi Vadha, that Va Vadha, when that comes, this Ikara becomes Akara, Dapratyaha, so that Keshi becomes Kesha Va. So one who killed Keshanamaka Daitya, and so that's why it's called Keshava, Keshi Vadhat Keshavaha, Keshava, Keshi Vadhat. So that's another meaning. And then what he did was Krishna, he's Krishna Kesha Avesha. Another significance of that is he is giving a kind of a fear raising in Kamsa. Kamsa, like, you know, different demons die in different way. Like Dvesha Chedyadayaha, Chedi Nagara Raja, Chedi Desha Raja, who is Shishupala. The Shishupala is killed by Paramatma, and there Shishupala is having two souls. One is Jaya's soul, another is Daitya's soul, and that Shishupala Vadha Paramatma does, and because there are two souls, Shishupala, and one soul, the evil one, goes to Anantamas and the good soul goes to Moksha, as you all know. So the Dvesha Bhava that is created in Shishupala, what it makes is, it makes the Daitya to hate Krishna so much. Similarly, in case of Kamsa, two souls are there. One is the Kalanemi Namaka Rakshasa, another is Bhrugu Maharshi. So the Bhrugu Maharshi is less dominating, and the one that is dominating that body is Kalanemi Namaka Rakshasa, the Daitya, Kalanemi Daitya. So this Kalanemi Daitya, he had so much bhaya, fear of Krishna. Every moment, he never even had a good sleep, like, you know, nightmares all the time. Every time he was seeing Krishna coming, and because his destiny itself, the stars, you know, ever since, like, he was taking Devaki, and Akashavani tells that he is going to be killed by the 8th Garbhashishu of Devaki. So he, that moment on, he lived in fear that Akashavani told, so it's going to, somebody is going to kill him. But he doesn't want to accept it.
But still, Akashavani itself told. So he had that fear. The fear gets like, you know, sometimes somebody teaches a dark black, the fear gets multiplied. Imagine the Krishna Kesha Avesha, the black hair that specifying that is the Krishna Kesha, it, that blackness, it created a humongous black realm kind of thing, which instilled fear in Kamsa. So the fear itself killed Kamsa. He was killed by fear. I mean, of course, Krishna killed, but the fear of the Krishna killed him mentally all the time. So the Krishna Kesha, through that, that's why Krishna Kesha Avesha saying is, even ordinary hair, I mean, in Laukika, of course, in Paramatma, his hair is not different from him. But in Laukika, in Loka, we say, hey, that's a hair. Hair we talk about as nothing. It's a small, it's just a hair. So even Paramatma, in case of Paramatma, hair is everything, Paramatma himself. But still, Laukik way, just a hair created so much fear and was responsible to kill Kamsa. So through fear, he killed Kamsa. That's why it's Keshava. And another one is, Keshava means Ka Isha Va. So Ka means, you know, Ka has multiple meanings. One of the meanings is Daksha Prajapati. Any Prajapati, Ka, Kaha means Brahma, Kaha Chaturmukha Brahma, or Kaha means Vayudeva, Kaha means Daksha Prajapati, Kaha means any Prajapati, Kaha means basically a Prajapati. So Daksha Prajapati, he is Kaha, and Ishaha is Rudra. So Tau Vartayati, he made Daksha Prajapati and Rudra function. How? Means he made Daksha Prajapati conduct the Yajna, and he made Rudra to destroy the Yajna by being Antaryami of both of them. He was Antaryami of Daksha Prajapati, he was Antaryami of Rudra, and being the Antaryami of Daksha Prajapati, he made Daksha Prajapati conduct the Yajna, and he made Rudra to destroy the Yajna and to kill Daksha Prajapati. So both of them functioned because of Paramatma. So Kaha Ishaha Tau Vartayati iti. Kaha Daksha Prajapatihi Ishaha Rudraha Tau Vartayati Pravartayati Yajna Kartrutvena Yajna Dvamsakartvena iti Keshavaha. So Yajna Kartrutva in case of Daksha Prajapati, Yajna Dvamsatva in case of Rudra, by those two functionalities, he made them function. That's why he called Keshava. Another meaning is, as I said, K, Kaha Chaturmukha Brahma. Kas, so Keshaha means Chaturmukha Brahmasya Brahmanaha. Kasya Brahmanaha Ishaha Keshaha Vaha iti Jnanamuchyate iti Jnanarupatvat Vaha Keshascha Asau Vascha Keshavaha. That means Ka means Chaturmukha Brahma, Kesha means Kasya Ishaha, Chaturmukha Brahmanaha Ishaha, the Lord of Chaturmukha Brahma, the controller of Chaturmukha Brahma is Kesha, and Vaha means Jnana Swarupa. So he is Kesha and he is also Vaha. He is the controller of Chaturmukha Brahma and he is Jnana Swarupa. That's why he is called Kesha Va, Keshascha Vascha. He is both Kesha and Va. He is the controller and he is a Swami of Chaturmukha Brahma, and he is Vaha Jnana Swarupa, that's why it's called Keshava. So this is another meaning. So here I pause so that if you have any questions.